Okay, what are those long brown things that some people smoke?
Pipes?
Or they're like cigarettes, but they're a lot bigger.
Oh, tobacco. Cigars.
Okay. Okay, what kind of bird is it that can see in the dark?
Birds?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes hear them at night. And go,
oh, owls.
Okay. Do you know if there are different kinds of owls?
I'm quite sure there is, but I don't know the difference.
Okay. Okay, what about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call somebody else a peckerwood?
Yeah, they're referring to redneck.
Okay.
Peckerwood cracker.
Okay. Okay, and the kind of animal is black and white with a real powerful smell?
Animal? Skunk?
Okay, you ever run over one of those birds?
Mom, I'm not the only one to get wet clothes.
Well, darling, tell the rest of them. They will be out there.
Cedron had a number 3.
No, 300. Add 2 zeros to them.
Okay, the kind of animals are kind of general words.
That's all right, Felicia.
What?
You have to change clothes because it's hot out there. I just don't want you to be in a room with the air conditioner on those hot clothes, those wet clothes.
Yeah. Hey, the kind of animals that would like come and raid hen roost.
Where?
That might come and raid hen roost, your hen houses. Might say, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those. What? Is there a general word for?
What, for birds?
Or just any animals that would raid a hen house.
Oh. I'm going to give you those critters.
Okay.
Rodents.
Okay.
And they're rats, you know, rodents.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you might say, can you get me a gun, some traps, and stop them? Or those? Bark?
What?
It begins with a V.
Vultures.
Would you ever use the word varmints?
Who?
Varmint.
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, what would be the bushy-tailed animals in the treetops in the city? Some of them in the parks, and they climb trees.
You talking about monkeys?
No, the kind of bushy-tailed little rodents type. Some people go in the park and feed them.
Oh, squirrels.
Okay. Do you know if there were more than one kind of squirrel?
Yeah, there's a flying squirrel.
Okay.
Then they have the ground squirrel. I guess those are the regular ones, you know. That goes from tree to tree, run up a tree, down a tree, you know. But you know, I think that is so cute. You know, this is where a lot of people fail to realize that there's beauty within nature itself. Like when I was on campus, sometimes, have you ever been to Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tallahassee is somewhat hilly, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, when I just feel like being by myself, you know, meditating or what have you, know, just regrouping my thoughts or just observing, you know, the students or what have you, I'll be on the hill. And I would get the biggest thrill just to see the squirrels, you know. And they're so plentiful there, you know. Run up the tree, down on the tree, run behind each other, you know, play with each other, looking for the little acorns or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just look at them, just see how amazing they can sit, stand on their hind legs, you know, and hold them.